Fire scientists are combining traditional methods with artificial intelligence to fight fires in Montana and across the Southwest. The new tool also draws on local landowner expertise. Fire science experts have used natural fire breaks, roads, bridges, and land masses as ways to slow fires for a long time. Now they're adding AI to the mix. With spatial analytical data and satellite imagery, fire managers use potential operational delineations, or PODs, to draw lines on a map that allow them to predict fire behavior now and in the future. Kit O'Connor with the U.S. Forest Service says PODs are like geographical containers, but not always just for fighting a fire while it's burning.
But it's to give you that bite-sized unit that you need so that you can start to think about the values that you're managing across the landscape and manage them kind of bite by bite instead of trying to take on everything all at once.
O'Connor says while creating these pods, fire managers also draw on the knowledge of local landowners so they and the Forest Service can cooperate on a plan for containing wildfires once they start. Once scientists draw pods for a certain landscape, the data are digitized and available to fire crews on a risk management website. O'Connor says the Forest Service is always developing new tools that help the agency use data to predict wildfire activity based on past behavior.
We look at how fires behaved on the landscape in the past and where they stopped, and what were the conditions where those fires stopped. And then we can map out those conditions across much larger areas and say, these are the areas where we have the highest probability of success for potentially stopping a fire.
Some are critical of pod technology because it doesn't always call for full fire suppression in low-risk cases. But O'Connor says this type of planning is ultimately safer for firefighters in the urban-wildland interface and the people who live there. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.